És akkor Dánavi írtad, you're working on doing the disciple course.
Yes.
Online or in Hungary?
Online.
In English.
I have the paper printed out and I'm learning that.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to do the disciple course?
Yes. I want to do it.
It's on, you can do it either live, but that's in Budapest when the college does it. Do it on the internet. It's also, there's facility for doing it on the internet. It's very good education for devotees. It's more than just disciple course, it's a guru disciple course, and teaches devotees how to better understand what it actually means to take initiation, to be a disciple, to be a guru. There's a lot involved. Devotees are usually very enthusiastic after they do the course. They find it very valuable. Yeah. Do you have any more questions in your question book?
Yes.
Okay, this is going to be the last one unless you go to Budapest.
Remember when I asked about the gopis getting angry at Krishna and I didn't know that much about Chandravali?
Mm.
I don't really understand the contact of Jatila and Radha. How come Jatila is very mean with Radha when all of the other Vrajavasis love her?
We have to remember that this is all about Krishna's lila, and for Krishna to really enjoy lila, there has to be a lot of variety. Part of that variety is that the gopis are married to someone else, right? So that means that meeting with Krishna is actually breaking the tradition of proper conduct. And although, of course, Krishna's everybody's husband, so there's nothing really wrong with that, but in terms of Krishna's pastime, that's not how he or others think, even though that may be the reality. So, but that facilitates the type of excitement that goes along with that, that Krishna's meeting with Srimati Radharani, who's someone else's wife. And also, if Jatila and Kotila were just very favorable towards Krishna, and it would take away a certain dimension of excitement, which is again doing something that's forbidden. So that means Srimati Radharani, because she sneaks out to meet Krishna, but if everyone's favorable, then there's no meaning to sneaking out. And there's one type of flavor to things when you have permission, but it's much more exciting when you don't have permission. So either late at night when Krishna's standing by Vamsivat and he's playing his flute, and with his flute he's calling Srimati Radharani, then she sneaks out of the house, and even to all kinds of condition. There's this very nice song by Govinda Das, and he explains how Srimati Radharani is preparing to meet Krishna. So sometimes inside the house, or sometimes just in the courtyard, she throws down water on the ground so it becomes muddy, and then she puts a blindfold on so she gets used to walking in the dark, in the muddy, when it's rainy season. So she gets used to walking at night in the muddy forest. And she even calls over a snake charmer, and she learns mantras from him, how to control snakes in case she meets some poisonous snake along the way. Then she will say the mantra so that he becomes immobilized. And if it's a full moon night, then she'll dress up in white, so all her clothes are white, and she'll cover her, she'll put camphor dust all over her body, which is white. So that means no one will notice her. And if it's a dark moon night and everything is very black, then she won't wear white. Then she'll dress in black or dark blue. Everything is black. Her ornaments are black. Her sari is black. Everything she wears is black. And she smears musk all over her body, which is also black, so no one will see her. And all of that adds to the excitement of the rasa, to the excitement of the pastime. And similarly, Jatila, Kotila, and so that there's others who are competing with Radharani for Krishna's attention. This just all increases the rasa, increases the taste. And because ultimately that's what Krishna enjoys. He enjoys this taste, rasa vaisa. And the most essential ingredient of this rasa is, can you guess what it is?
When Krishna and Radha meet, or when Radha gets angry at Krishna?
No. The most essential ingredient of rasa, or Krishna's lila, is astonishment or wonder. Extraordinary, or things are very, very wonderful, or very astonishing, or very stunning. That becomes the main ingredient of rasa. Anyway, but this is called rasa tattva, and that's what. You were reading Nectar of Devotion, so that's what Nectar Devotion is all about. It's all about the principles of rasa, or the real principles of tasting relationships with Krishna. And Prabhupada said that was the most important book that Rupa Goswami wrote. Because we have very very elaborate philosophy, and philosophy is meant to convince everyone that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that they should surrender to him. But ultimately, as one becomes and practice devotional service and what the science of devotional service is, but then ultimately as one advances in Krishna consciousness, then what does it mean to become a servant of Krishna? And serving Krishna and becoming a servant of Krishna, one should know what the nature of those type of interactions are, because we're trying to reestablish our lost relationship with Krishna. So, rasovaisa, rasaki vambhavati bhavati. Krishna is always looking for pleasure. There's a whole science to Krishna's pleasure, to Krishna's interaction with the residents of Vrindavan especially, and devotees should know these things because they're the integral part of the science of Krishna consciousness. But it's good that you're reading Prabhupada's books so carefully and then making notes and writing down questions, because we should really absorb ourselves in Krishna and in knowledge of devotional service, and so that ultimately we can also always remember Krishna wherever we are, whatever we're doing. Even when you look at your watch, then you should think, okay, now what is Krishna doing at this time of day? That's why there's Krishna's activities are generally pretty regulated. Early in the morning, he gets up and he goes out to milk the cows, and then if Radharani is coming to cook at that time, he may end up meeting her, and then he has breakfast, and then he goes out to herd the cows, and at midday then he may meet Radharani and the gopis at Radhakund, and then in the early afternoon he comes back and he has supper and takes a little nap, and then Krishna sneaks out and goes to meet the gopis on the banks of the Jamuna, and then they have rasa dance, and then they have picnic in the moonlight, and that's going on every day. There's some variations in it, but it goes on every day. So that's why whenever you look at your watch, you can always think of, well, what's he doing now? What's Krishna doing now? What's Radharani doing now? And that's how we become Krishna conscious, by always remembering what they're doing. Is that okay?